Good afternoon. This is Bob Payne with CJRN News. The possibility of transferring the debate on the Czech crisis from the Security Council to the General Assembly is being raised at the United Nations today. And some diplomats say they expect moves to call the General Assembly into session to demand withdrawal of Soviet bloc troops. The diplomats say this is more likely to happen if Czech President Ludwig Svoboda fails to gain a satisfactory agreement from Moscow leaders. However, other sources say that Western strategy would be to extract every diplomatic advantage possible from the Security Council before considering moving the debate to the General Assembly. In the meantime, the Soviet Union today warned Western communist parties condemning the Czech invasion to choose their words carefully. In an article in the government newspaper Izvestia, Moscow says that communist parties in capitalist countries must be on guard, lest their criticisms coincide with statements by opponents of the communist system. The article also criticizes Czechoslovakia's brand of national socialism, which it said turned out to be genuine nationalism cloaked with a thin sheet of socialism. And President Ferdinand Marcos of the Philippines says that the Soviet-led invasion of Czechoslovakia might delay establishment of a trade link between the Philippines and Eastern Europe. The Philippines currently has no trade links with communist countries. Locally, scuba divers have resumed the search for the body of a 19-year-old Dunnville woman who drowned along with her husband when their small boat was swamped at the mouth of the Grand River near Dunnville late Friday afternoon. Ronald and Veronica Broughton disappeared in the murky water of Port Maitland. The body of 21-year-old Ronald Broughton was recovered yesterday. Six Toronto young people were involved in a traffic accident last night on the Queen Elizabeth Highway, but most of them escaped serious injury. The mishap occurred at the Hunter Road intersection near Grimsby shortly after midnight. They apparently lost control of their vehicle and had left the road, went up an embankment, and rolled over several times. The driver of the car, 19-year-old Yen Son Tam of Toronto, is in West Lincoln Memorial Hospital this morning with a puncture wound and back injuries. Earlier, two St. Catharines residents were involved in another accident on a Queen Elizabeth Way intersection. 68-year-old William Baggus and his wife were treated and released from hospital following an accident in which their car collided with one driven by 58-year-old Abe Penner of RR3 in Niagara-on-the-Lake. A medical bulletin last night said that former U.S. President Eisenhower's condition remains essentially unchanged. Doctors say that Ike is holding his own against a new onslaught of dangerously rapid heart action. Well, all the contenders for the Democratic presidential nomination are now in Chicago. The first fireworks is expected tonight over block voting after Senator Daniel Inouye of Hawaii delivers the keynote address at 8:30 today. Jordanian and Israeli forces fired at each other again last night in the northern Jordan Valley. A Jordanian military spokesman said there were no Jordanian casualties and accused Israeli troops of starting the incident. Meanwhile, three North Korean soldiers have been killed in the eastern sector of the Korean demilitarized zone. A South Korean army spokesman says the North Koreans intruded into the area early today. And smashing communist thrusts across South Vietnam, U.S. and allied forces killed more than 1,000 today and yesterday, and raised their toll to more than 6,000 Viet Cong and North Vietnamese dead in the past 8 days. The intensified fighting went into its ninth day today, with one battle still underway below the demilitarized zone. Near Con Tiun, U.S. Marines cordoned off more than 300 North Vietnamese troops and were trying to tighten the noose around them. 52 North Vietnamese were reported killed. That's the news, and I'm nervous.